from the gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy.
And welcome to The Bill Show, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back.
We've never been anywhere. Well, what do you mean we're back?
Well, we're so sorry we were late getting up a podcast. There was a sickness in the family.
Yeah.
You know, we had a bit of a sickness.
Yeah.
You had a sickness.
My daughter wasn't well, yes. I still have a daughter that likes being taken care of, yeah.
You're a good father.
Yeah,
a
good father. Yeah, she's a.
You are.
Yeah, she's 19, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a late starter. Yeah,
but you're a sweet man. Now listen. Have you been watching Super Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, we had Super Tuesday. Terrifying but true.
Yeah,
wasn't really that super for a lot of our friends, was it, Randy?
It wasn't very super at all. I was totally uninterested.
You were uninterested.
Yeah, I mean, what? It was like 10 states.
Oh my God! Massachusetts not going for Sanders, I think, was a bit of actually quite huge.
But wasn't she the senator from Massachusetts?
What, Hillary?
Yeah.
you really should not say things like that on this show.
Or was she from New York?
She was from New York.
Oh, sorry. Look, that's
good.
Look, I'm from California.
He's an informed expert,
look,
ladies and gentlemen.
I'm from California.
Oh, yeah,
everything
you
else
that.
Is just back east.
No,
just back
no,
east.
That's back east. Yeah. Well, listen, the thing is, it looks like it's going to be much harder for Bernie to make a dent. But the real news is, oh my God, Voldemort is loose.
He is. And I've yet to hear anybody say that they are happy.
No. Well, there are people who are happy, but usually most of them drag their knuckles. And but the thing is that the Republican administration, or the Republican Party, is fucking freaking out. And Randy, the Bill Show has happened to have gotten a secret tape.
A secret tape?
A secret tape of a meeting between Mitt Romney and Republican establishment figures after Super Tuesday, and they all met in a room, and somebody overheard this. Have a listen.
He's gonna kill us, so we gotta beat it. Yeah. Before he lets loose the marmosets on us. Don't worry, little Missy. I'll save you. You! We're not hitchhiking anymore. Riding.
Yes, in the immortal words of Ren Hulk, we're not hitchhiking anymore, we're riding.
Yeah.
And you're up.
Stimpy, we have a big, Sven has sent us a big jar of spit.
Yes.
I love Sven.
Yes, you're basically riding on the Trump Expressway to hell. And guess what? We're the hitchhikers now.
Yeah,
so
I can't wait.
But the amazing thing that happened just today, now this happened while you and I were talking about the show. The amazing thing that happened today is the accountant who would be president. The Don Knotts of politics. Yes, I'm talking about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney let loose on Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know.
Because the entire Republican establishment is absolutely freaking their fucking head off that this lunatic is actually going to be Republican nominee. This is from the Washington Post. In the most dramatic sign yet of the split opening in the Republican Party, no shit, Mitt Romney delivered a withering rebuke of Donald Trump today and urged leaders to block the frontrunner from winning the nomination. In his critique, the former Massachusetts governor and 2012 GOP presidential nominee called Mr. Trump a phony.
A loser.
Yeah. How long did... What I want to know, Randall, is it took you this long to figure that fucking out?
Well, no, I think he was just, Willie, he was holding his counsel. I think when anybody says this shit, it damages the party.
Yeah.
And now finally they're all saying, Mitch McConnell has said it, everybody said,
yeah,
if Trump's the nominee, I'm voting for Hillary.
They've all said that. And this turned into a childish exchange between the Mitster and Trump. And you brought the clip. So today.
Yeah, Trump. Yeah, Mr. Trump.
Today. And you know, in Trump's response, he really is such a fuckhead. I swear to God, this man is such a royal class narcissistic sociopath. He's amazing. And I cannot. People around the world, trust me, I'm telling you, people in America listen to this show. They're sitting back like they're watching something lurid at Las Vegas. It's like you want to turn around, but you can't, because this thing is becoming bizarre. Here's your clips that you brought in.
First, we've got Bishop Romney.
Bishop Romney.
From Salt Lake City.
Yes.
He's going to deliver his eulogy on Donald Trump.
Yes.
And then we've got his rebuttal from only a few hours ago. So let her rip.
Let her rip. Here he is, Trump and Romney on the Bill Show. Here they are.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. If Donald Trump's plans were ever implemented, the country would sink into prolonged recession. But you say, wait. Isn't he a huge business success? Doesn't he know what he's talking about? No, he isn't. And no, he doesn't. Mr. Trump's bombast is already alarming our allies and fueling the enmity of our enemies. Now, Donald Trump tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart. Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark. The bullying, the greed, the showing off, the misogyny, the absurd third grade theatrics. Watch, by the way, how he responds to my speech today.
Now, I heard, and I saw just a little bit of it, but I heard that Mitt Romney made a fairly long speech. And I mean, honestly, I thought I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant. Look, Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly. The third debate. He failed badly. That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won. That was a race that absolutely should have been won. And I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared. And I wasn't happy about it, I'll be honest, because I am not a fan of Barack Obama. And that was a race that I backed Mitt Romney. I backed him. You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging.
He would have blown me.
He was begging.
He would have taken my cock out.
He was trying to blow me. Oh, was that the inference? He would drop to his knees. Oh, I thought he was saying a prayer.
Yeah. You know what I love? You know what I love, Randy? I love the fact that Mitt Romney and the Republican Party created this fuckhead. They did. They created it.
Oh, of course.
And now the country club has come down to the wrestling match and is going, please, it's so vulgar. So vulgar. Lying? Oh, my Lord. We don't lie.
Donald Trump is Milton the Monster.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. If you think that kind of thing is world apocalypse, is necessarily, as we know, hilarious. Listen, the second thing I wanted to talk a little bit about was the fact that Donald Trump, oh my God, Donald Trump is most probably going to be the Republican nominee to be president of the United States. Okay. So Let's talk a little bit about Donald. This is out of the New York Times on the 1st of March. So it was this week. A New York appeals court decided on Tuesday that a lawsuit brought by the state attorney general claiming that Donald J. Trump, defunct for-profit school, defrauded customers, can go forward. I'm going to play you a little bit of the fact that Donald Trump had a thing called, as you know, Trump University. Two of the most unlikely words ever to come together in one pairing.
Yeah.
Trump University. Yeah.
But he's got words. He's got words. He's smart. I got words. I'm rich.
Trump University, you got to learn to treat people like shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But listen, there was a thing called Trump University, and I've actually found a promo. This is the promo that ran, and get this, Randy. He is shilling for Trump University for people to invest in real estate during the bubble that became the financial crisis. So, listen to Donald Trump, our next president of the United States.
Want the secret to making more money than you ever thought possible? Then plan to attend a free Trump U introductory class coming to your area. For the first time ever, Donald Trump brings his years of real estate experience straight to you.
We teach success. That's what it's all about, success. It's going to happen to you.
See why Donald Trump is urging everyone to take advantage of all the money-making opportunities the current real estate market has to offer. Recently, Donald Trump commented on the Larry King Show that this is the time that people should be going out and making unbelievable deals on real estate. Put proven Donald Trump secrets to work for you and attend a free Trump U introductory class in your area. This is the best real estate investing market in the history of our country. Now you can purchase beautiful homes and properties for 20%, 40%, even 50% below market value. Single and multifamily homes, condos, commercial real estate, even land. Now you too can prosper from the same real estate strategies that made Donald Trump a billionaire. Learn how to locate great deals, great neighborhoods, and great properties. Find out exactly when to make a move and get the best deal possible. Discover how to put together your own creative financing deals without using any of your own money. And most important, learn how to generate additional income and get out of debt. This is the best time to invest in real estate. And we're making all of Donald Trump's secrets available exclusively at this free Trump U introductory class. And just for attending, you will receive a free Secrets of Real Estate Marketing CD-ROM, plus a bonus class on probate investing.
We teach success. That's what it's all about, success. It's going to happen to you.
Don't miss out on one of the biggest money-making opportunities in decades. Seating for this free Trump U introductory class is extremely limited. So register today and learn success the Trump way.
And don't worry, it'll happen to you. You'll get fucked up the ass.
That's terrible. I can't believe people would fall for that. And how much did you say they had to outlay?
Well, listen, I'll tell the listeners what I was telling you. The program, according to the lawsuit, was a series of seminars held in hotels.
Trump hotels?
Probably the Ramada Inn near the Turnpike. billed as an opportunity to learn how to invest in real estate from instructors handpicked. Handpicked, Randy, by Mr. Trump.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Which they weren't,
of course.
I don't want any losers.
Just give me the winners.
The program attracted prospective students with a free seminar, widely advertised in newspapers and through direct mail, that was effectively a sales pitch for a 3-day seminar costing $1,495. That, in turn, was an opportunity to pitch students to subscribe to the Trump Elite Mentor Package, which is $35,000.
Oh, God. Do you even get a picture with him?
This is the hilarious part. I mean, just
you get a picture with Hillary for $2,000.
This is it. But the lawsuit claimed the program failed to live up to what it advertised. Mr. Trump did not pick the instructors, had little involvement in devising the curriculum, and some participants were led to expect a personal appearance by Mr. Trump. Instead, they had their photograph taken with a life-size cutout.
Well, that probably had more personality. Oh, that's ridiculous. So Trump U is really just fuck you.
It definitely is. Now, this is an actual report that just came out with an interview from a poor guy who literally lost
everything. He would have been a poor guy after this, yeah.
Yeah, Donald Trump fucked him. This is the CBS Evening News.
Bob Gio says he spent $35,000 under the impression he would get secrets, tips, and a first crack at investing in Trump properties.
He took my self-respect, and he embarrassed me.
According to the lawsuit, some students racked up $20,000 in credit card debt, often at the suggestion of instructors. And one student, the attorney general says, lost her entire life savings, Anthony.
For some people seeking a fortune in real estate, the pitch for Donald Trump's online school was irresistible.
Trump University is about knowledge, about a lot of different things. Above all, it's about how to become successful.
New Yorker Bob Gio wanted that success.
When I heard that he was starting Trump University to help little guys like me succeed, like billionaires like him, I figured that, hey, this is a really good deal.
Gio started with a three-day, $1,500 seminar in 2009, and then was convinced to enroll in Trump's Gold Elite program. That cost $35,000.
You learn from being with people that are smart. And
but Gio says all he learned was they were phonies.
After the first retreat, I decided that all they were doing was trying to push you to pay more money at every retreat that you attended.
This was a scam. It was just a bait and switch.
Trump University is something that I'm very proud of.
Donald Trump launched his unlicensed university in 2005 with the promise students would learn the art of making money and keeping it. After attending a free 90-minute seminar featuring this video, they were encouraged to pay $1,500 for a three-day course on investing in real estate.
There are a lot of opportunities out there for wealth and the creation of wealth, and that's what we're going to teach.
But instead of making students rich, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman claims Trump and his school swindle customers out of millions in an elaborate bait and switch. In a civil lawsuit filed Saturday, Schneiderman said Trump misled 5,000 students across the country, including 600 from New York. Some customers paid $35,000 for a year of coaching by Trump associates.
These are all people that are hand-picked by me.
Schneiderman says none were hand-picked and no specific Donald Trump techniques or strategies were taught. The closest students came to meeting Trump was posing next to a life-size poster of him.
Because some of these people are essentially unsatisfied customers. They're saying they didn't get what they...
98% satisfaction rate, Lindsay. I mean, I know you're trying to become the next big deal, but you have a 98% satisfaction...
Yeah, Randy, that's a 98% satisfaction rate, but what he does.
No, 98% of the people are going to get fucked up the ass.
Well, that's why true.
Why don't you just pile 35,000 $1 notes and set them alight?
Absolutely.
Because at least it will warm you.
Yeah. Well, two things. 98% of the people who said that they liked the course were forced to fill out those opinion cards on the first day. They only figured out that it was a bait and stretch bullshit was when you went to the resorts, or we went to the hotel, or you went to the two-day retreats. Once you did that, you found out that this was just upselling. That's all it fucking was. So this guy is going to be indicted for fraud. He is going to be indicted for fucking fraud. Because what he's doing with the American people is what he's always done, bait and switch. Bait and switch. Yep. He doesn't believe in anything. He's telling anybody anything he wants to hear, just so he can get in, and he's appealing.
But look at all the real estate developments that he's done in Mexico and places like that, and he's put his name to them, but he hasn't actually invested any money.
Yeah, he doesn't own
he
them.
He sold his name.
He doesn't like own them.
He's like a really dodgy Richard Branson.
Yeah, not only
Branson's at least real. Trump sounds like he's a total shyster.
Well, Trump is a total shyster, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that later, and the fact that literally the television generation has more or less created this monster, and the Republicans have created this monster, because Donald Trump is the product of Fox News. He really is. You kept these people in a bubble for for 20 years. You kept them into a situation where facts don't matter, where intelligence doesn't matter, where you're encouraged to be a bigot, where you're encouraged to be a loud idiot, where you're encouraged and you're to distrust anyone who doesn't agree with you. They're all out to get you. It's paranoia, it's anger, and this is why they can't control these people anymore. They used to control the Trump guys, not anymore. And the Republican Party is just going absolutely insane.
What are they going to be able to do? They can't get rid of him.
I don't know what they're going to do.
They're going to implode. They're going to implode.
Well, I think that there's a danger of them imploding. But what really scares me, of course, is what I'm going to talk to a little bit later on is about the turnout. For the Democrats and the Republicans this year, because I'm of the opinion that we should be really fucking scared right now. Okay, but that being said, listen, I did want to mention another thing.
Yeah.
We have to do a ceremonial flush, not only for Ben Carson, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Carson's leaving us.
Don't we have a flat line? Don't we have a flat line? He is a surgeon.
Yeah, we have a flat line. I'm sorry, he's dead. He's dead. Yes, of all the seven dwarfs, it's so hard to say goodbye to Sleepy. So here's the flush, ladies and gentlemen. Give us the flush. Bye, Uncle Ben.
Bye, Benny.
We hardly knew you, but what we got to know about you made us scared.
He's gone.
He's bye.
Ben Carson has left the ER.
Now,
yeah, sorry.
The last thing also that I want to give is a golden fart award to perhaps the biggest fucking whore in politics. Ladies and gentlemen, Krispy Kreme.
No, Krispy. Yeah.
You thought
he won a game. He got down on his knees.
So Chris Christie got down on his knees. I didn't know what he did down there, but evidently one of the most
he probably was had a great deal of difficulty getting back up again.
He probably did, because I saw this. Did you see Randy? Did you see the speech that he made with Trump?
No, but I saw Trump saying, get off now.
Yeah. Hey, fat boy, there's your airplane. Now. Yeah, fat boy.
The check is in the mail, the fat pig.
Get my bags. Oh, boy. Get my bags.
My friend seems to have thrown up on the table, boy. Clean it up, boy. My best Jimmy Caggy there.
Yeah. Mr. Roberts, absolutely. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That is exactly.
You think you're so smart, you college graduate.
Listen, I'll tell you something, man. I call them from now on. I shall know them as Jake and the Fat Man. Or as I think I got a meme the other day that showed a picture of Christie next to Trump, and then one of Colonel Klink and Sergeant Schultz.
I know nothing. Oh God!
Yes. It's good. It's
Werner Klemperer.
It's going to be a strange relationship. I think I smell a sitcom. I do. One has bad hair is an asshole, and one's a slob and a fat guy and is an asshole. Will they manage? Can they live together?
Well, you know, if I don't know whether Matt Stone and Trey Parker could actually do anything with Donald Trump and Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Do you remember we saw That's My Bush?
Yes, I do. I remember that. So maybe a Chris Christie, maybe Donald Trump sitcom that trails their you know, can one failed candidate
The Jersey Boys.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, the next thing that I really wanted to talk to before our break is...
Yeah.
And this is the final thing I'm going to talk about. Bernie people out there, I want to play a little Bernie music. Here it is. This is, you know, this is from Braveheart.
I'm waiting for
this it. This is from Braveheart. This is from Braveheart.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me say to all my friends who out there who are Bernie voters, 3/4 of the country haven't voted yet. Okay? 3/4 of the country, they haven't voted yet. So I know that a lot of people are sitting there saying, ah, fuck off. You know, because immediately you knew that was going to happen once Bernie didn't win Massachusetts. The pundits all around the Beltway were all going to go, ah, give up. I don't think it's time to do that. But let me give you some cold, hard statistics here. These are cold, hard statistics from real Cleveland. Yeah, I know. They're making me kind of frigid.
They're very hard.
Making me frigid. Cold, hard statistics, ladies and gentlemen. In the next two primaries, Real Clear Politics has Clinton up by 28 points in Michigan and up to 47 points in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
In Nevada. In Nevada, the margin of error was about 1,500 votes in the Nevada caucuses. Bernie lost Massachusetts literally by 3%. 3%. Okay.
Was it a winner-takes-all state?
No, it wasn't. So the delegates are they're distributed. So Bernie's behind, if you don't count superdelegates, who are theoretically supposed to follow what people tell them to do. This is not over yet. But the real problem that the Bernie people have to deal with right now, and what the Democrats have to deal with right now, is turnout. This is a clip from Bill Maher, and I really want to speak to it, just you and me. It talks a little bit about the fact is Democrats have not been turning out. Well, I'm going to play the clip and then talk about it with you in just 1 second. Here's the clip.
That lever.
That's right.
Well, listen to this. If Trump is the nominee, Donald Trump is the nominee, he would be the most disliked candidate in history, according to the polls. Hillary would be the second most disliked.
I'll take that.
The only candidate in either party who more Americans like than dislike is the unelectable Bernie Sanders.
He's not unelectable against Trump.
Do you think Americans, right, here's the irony. You know, we talk a lot about so-called white privilege on the right. When we see it on the left, Obama, when he was called a Muslim, he was called a terrorist, but he was also called a socialist. So now here we have a guy out here, and I'm not mad given my politics, who claims explicitly to be a democratic socialist. Yeah. That's good for the base, but do you think in a general election, Americans are going to look out there and pull a lever for a guy who explicitly articulates democratic socialism? I just think it's problematic.
But he's also not going to be the nominee, right? Hillary's going to be the nominee. Right?
Do Americans like Social Security?
Yes.
Do they like their Medicare?
Right.
Yes. I'm down with you. But I don't think that's Bernie's problem
is he has got a lock on the demographic that doesn't show up. Here's the problem. Is that, you know, Bernie keeps saying, well, he's grilled all the time. I saw Chris Matthews grilling the other day about, you know, it's not practical. He says, well, I'm going to start a revolution, and then we're going to change the way government is done, and it will be practical, except for one thing, the revolution is not showing up. Democrats down 22% from 2008. You know who's showing up? The Republicans. Record turnout. That revolution is happening. The Republicans are revolting. I've always said that. The Republicans are revolting.
I agree, but I just don't know how effective that can be as a pitch to an American public that is already corroded by the vicious politics of the right. And Bernie Sanders, although he's gruff and he's tough, I don't think
every place where people get to hear him for a while, he catches up. And I think, as I keep saying, no one has ever seen what he's offering put on the table before. He's saying, yeah, you'll pay a little more, but look what you get. You get actual health care. Right. You get free college education. And
do you think the math favors him, though?
The math doesn't. But let's wait. Let's wait till he's actually eliminated before we kiss it off. We're not that cynical,
but
are we?
It's coming. Okay. I mean, I think he's got 1 week left.
All right.
And then,
he has 50 states. We have till September. One week left.
I got one more issue, please. Okay.
No, he's not.
It's Hillary's
no, is Bernie Sanders a footnote?
No.
You know, if SAG had electoral votes, he'd be the president.
Who?
SAG. If SAG had the Screen Actors Guild had electoral votes, he would be the president.
Really, the Screen Actors like him?
Let's talk about.
Yeah, and that's the cold hard truth. The cold hard truth is that Democrats stay home. And the simple fact of the matter is that you're behind in those states. We can make a difference now. We can. Yes. I mean, it can still happen. But the truth is, if you look at the narrow wins that Bernie could have gotten Nevada or could have gotten Massachusetts, it's due to people staying home.
Yep.
And that's kind of, I think, kind of unforgivable.
You've got to get out and vote.
I cannot understand. Listen, guys,
I voted for fucking Australia.
I voted for fucking Australia. It didn't take a day. Trust me, I have a job. I got other things to do. I still managed to vote. And there are people out there who are going to the rallies and doing all that, but they're not getting off their ass. And this scares me, Randall, because if you look at the way the Republicans are coming out, they're having the largest turnout for him than they've had in years. If we get to a general election, I am quite scared that Hillary, first of all, she's the wrong candidate to face Trump. She literally...
Well, that's been shown in all the polls.
Absolutely. Bernie she is loses a better against candidate.
She loses against all three
but
of the Rubio, Trump, and Cruz.
Absolutely. And this thing this guy pulls out, that he's a democratic socialist. No one wants that. Look at the fucking polls, dickhead.
Yeah.
You're assuming that we haven't looked at the fucking polls. I can tell you the fucking polls. I can tell you exactly what Donald Trump's going to run on, too. He's going to run on Clinton being the establishment candidate and him being the outsider. And in this
rebel.
And in this year, with the Democrats staying home in numbers out of some sort of crazed apathy of self-destruction, these guys could fucking win. And if Donald Trump becomes president, you don't vote.
Every time you don't vote,
you've
just voted for them.
And just let me tell you something also that I really want to say, and I've said it before. If I hear another Sanders supporter sitting there going, I'm for staying with Bernie as long as he's in the race, I owe them that. I owe him that, and you owe him that. In fact,
and if he doesn't get up, I'm not voting.
A lot of people, and people are saying that, listen, even Sanders would not tell you to do that. Sanders would not tell you to fucking do that. That is self-destructive narcissism. That's bullshit.
No, he will come out if he does not win in July.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sanders will
come out. What I'm saying, Randy, is that a lot of the supporters have been spreading around this crap that it's Bernie or bust. No.
Yeah. No,
if you're content to let...
It's blue or bust.
If you're content to let this fascist asshole take the reins of the biggest military in the entire world, then I don't know who you are. I have nothing to do with you because you're a narcissist. It's all about you. I'm for Bernie because I agree with his policies. But if for some reason my candidate doesn't win, I sure as hell will be showing up to protest against Trump, who is a fraudster becoming president of the United States.
Have you seen what they've been doing to the people who protest against Trump?
I know.
That poor lady was thrown out.
He's a Nazi, man. He's a...
And people are... You can actually hear them saying, get out of here, we're going to kill you, or we're going to go rape your family.
No,
it sounds very, very Hitler.
Oh, it is Hitler, man. They roughed up a Washington Post photographer the other day for stepping out of the pen that they've made at these things for journalists. I'm telling you that this guy is Berlusconi, Mussolini. He's this guy.
Le Pen.
Yeah, I mean, he is, but I don't believe that Trump believes anything other than Trump. And he, I think he's a narcissistic sociopath. And when has that ever gone wrong? When was the last time that we managed to have a narcissistic sociopath starting a huge war? I don't remember that. Oh, that would be in the 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one for you.
Yeah.
You know the old thing we did about six shows ago?
Yeah.
Where I read you quotes from Adolf Hitler or Donald Trump and you had to guess which one it was?
Yeah.
There's a thing where a show went out recently, I think just last week, with a whole slew of Adolf Hitler quotes, and they said, this is what Donald Trump just said, what do you think about that? And everybody agreed.
Yeah.
And they were all quotes from Adolf Hitler.
Well, it's also what Fox hath wrought. This is the psychosis, and it is a psychosis. That
it's scary. And
it's a sickness.
You know, I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to get rid of the Muslims.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to get rid of the Muslims. I'm going to get rid of the Mexicans.
I know. And it's maddening. And we get the Fox News occasionally here. Hey, listen, it's going on 34 minutes. We better take a little break, and then we're going to come.
I think we should. Yeah.
And then after some comedy, we're going to come back with Randy's Rant. Randy's Rant. See ya. We'll be back in a minute.
Educate. Syncopate. Radio communicate. Radio. The sound of year-round pleasure.
Now, here comes the music.
Samantha Bee, guys, we have never seen anything like this election. A race between a barely contained cluster of frustration, a human upworthy post, the world's only unlikable Canadian, a puppet who finally became a real boy, and of course, a tangerine-tinted trash can fire.
I think it's going to be the most important election that we've had in modern times. Our country is going to hell.
Yeah, one sure sign it's going to hell is that you're the front runner. And you're old enough to know that presidential elections are like children. They're all the most important.
This election is the most important election in a generation.
The most important election in the history of our country.
The most important election.
The most important election.
The most important election in the last century and a half.
Listen to Charlton Heston, you guys. He's seen where this country is heading.
You villain! You blew it up!
Oh, it's coming. But actually, the most important election in modern times already happened.
Barack Obama is projected to be the next president of the United States of America.
Wrong answer. Calm your smug tits, Democrats. The most important election of your lifetime wasn't 2008. It was two whole years later, and you didn't vote in it, and you got your ass kicked. The year was 2010. Kesha's brave cry for help was at the top of the dance charts. The man-made disaster spewing toxic foulness wasn't Donald Trump, but Deepwater Horizon, and oh yeah, there was an election. Just one of those boring midterm ones that Will I Am does not make videos about. And just like with our college midterms, most of America figured it was fine to sleep through this one.
Exit polls showed a low turnout of young voters, African American and other minorities.
Youth turnout has averaged 12% in midterms.
Oh my God, 12%? Were you so busy planking and cinnamon challenging in your smushrooms while inserting vodka-soaked tampons into your jeggings that you couldn't set aside a few minutes to pull a voting lever? Gee, you know who didn't sit 2010 out? People who were old and white and super cranky about something.
There is a big enthusiasm gap. This year we saw the greatest number of conservatives turn out to vote in a midterm election since exit polling began.
I'm sure they were just angry about how tall the president is.
And just as you'd expect when the voting public looks like the cast of Cocoon, they turned this country redder than Carrie's prom dress. 2010 swept 87 Republican freshmen into the Capitol, including a host of ill-qualified and temperamentally unfit newbies like Benghazi Queen Trey Gowdy and grown adult Michael Graham of Staten Island, best known for threatening to murder a reporter. Funny story, he's in jail now. Assault, but tax evasion, but still, good guy, good guy. They got elected with commercials like this.
After the Muslims conquered Jerusalem and Cordoba and Constantinople, they built victory mosques.
Oh, man. Remember when we were scared to death of mosques and not Syrian children? I feel so old. 2010 also brought us a big chunk of the House Freedom Caucus, the wild-eyed Tea Party kamikazes who handed John Boehner the Speaker's gavel and then immediately started eating him alive. Although I can see why. He is packed with beta carotene. The Republicans of the 112th Congress arrived on Capitol Hill ready to roll up their sleeves and then immediately roll them back down.
I'm not going to vote to increase the national debt limit.
We need more people who will say no.
I don't like to compromise.
I am not going to compromise on my principles.
There'll be no compromise.
Man, do they ever hate the C word. Speaking of C words, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, not even coy about his party's mission to block the cock of democracy.
Our top political priority over the next 2 years should be to deny President Obama a second term.
He couldn't even get that done, but congratulations. You did manage to make yourselves less popular than genital warts. Some people like them. They're like sexy braille. Meanwhile, here's what the conservative children's crusade has achieved since it turned the House into a who can hold their breath the longest, I know you are, but what am I, why are you hitting yourself contest in the backseat of a car that no grown-up was driving. They shut down the government. They somehow turned 60 failed attempts at taking away people's health insurance into a badge of honor and refused to vote on immigration reform, leaving Americans so frustrated they're willing to vote for the first two-bit wall salesman who says he'll stop Mexicans from raping their jobs. That's right. If you didn't vote in 2010, you built that. But oh my God, that is nothing compared to what happened in the states after moderates and progressives hit the snooze button in 2010. While the new Congress was putting a banana in the tailpipe of our democracy, the newly elected state lawmakers and governors did the opposite, unclenching their legislative sphincters and passing every shitty idea from deep within their bowels. Bankrupting school systems, redrawing congressional districts, and doing everything short of bronzing pregnant women to block access to abortions. All the things that directly affect your life a million times more than the presidency. But we'll get into that next week. Meanwhile, be sure to vote on Super Tuesday, unless the state senator you failed to stop in 2010 cock-blocked you with a voter ID law. Oh, there he is, doing what he does best. We'll be right back.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it is time for Randy's Rant.
Randy's Rant! Oh, I'm just so angry! Well, actually, I'm not. You know what I'm going to do now?
What?
I'm going to have a little bit of déjà vu.
Déjà vu.
Don't you love it when I speak French?
I love it when you speak French.
The Addams Family.
Yes.
Cara mia.
Tish, you spoke French.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Now, I've got three tracks, which I found in my archives.
Yes.
And my archives, yeah.
Yes.
Sounds painful. And these are from September 2015.
Yeah.
Now, I just wanted to remind people that when this campaign really started in earnest,
yeah,
there were some really stupid things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've got these three tracks. Number one.
Yep.
And of course, September 2015, by the way, was the time of the first GOP debate.
Right.
When everybody first went, what the fuck was that?
Yes.
Okay.
The first fart. Yeah.
Yeah. Number one, Donald Trump signed a loyalty pledge.
Yeah.
A loyalty pledge. Now, this sounds like something that you do at Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah.
Or when you become a priest, you become celibate.
I'll tell you, Randy, if they try to take the nomination off of him, I don't think that pledge is going to be... That pledge is about as worthwhile as a degree from Trump University. So,
you mean fuck you?
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, now let's have a listen to what Donald Trump said in 2015.
Here it is.
I have signed the pledge. I don't need money. I don't want money. And this is going to be a campaign like I think no other. After I announced, we went up like a rocket ship. I see no circumstances under which I would tear up that pledge. When you get right down to it, we're a nation that speaks English. And I think while we're in this nation, we should be speaking English. And that's how assimilation takes. I want people to come into our country legally. I want to have a big, fat, beautiful, open door. That's absolutely false. I win at golf. I win at golf. That I can tell you. Tom Brady is a very good friend of mine. He's a great guy. For those of you that don't know him, he's a very honorable guy and an honest guy and a truly great athlete. Tom Brady, I think what they've done is terrible. And you look at Hillary Clinton, and I've said she's the worst Secretary of State in the history of this country. Now, in all fairness, because of the agreement that's about to be finalized with Iran, John Kerry may very well take her place. You say, who negotiates a thing like that? That won't happen, I can guarantee you, with President Trump. But so far, everybody that's attacked me has gone down the tubes. As far as Jeb is concerned, I watched him this morning on television, and it's a little bit sad. Don't forget, he was supposed to win. And he just doesn't have the energy. Kanye West, you know what? I'll never say bad about him. You know why? Because he loves Trump. He loves Trump. He goes around saying, Trump is my all-time hero. He says it to everybody. So Kanye West, I love him. Now, maybe in a few years I'll have to run against him. I don't know. So I'll take that back.
Of course he likes Kanye West. Of course
he does. Kanye West, yes. Yeah.
Kanye West would love him. He's a dick. Of course he would.
He's a very big dick. And he likes Kim Kardashian as well.
Yeah.
For the same reason. Yeah. She'll get down on her knees. She'll get down on her knees.
Yeah. It's shocking. I'll tell you. What's the next one you got?
Okay. The next one, while we're on the subject, is our dear friend Hillary.
Oh, dear.
Now, when Hillary started running, she said, I am a woman.
Yes.
Hear me roar.
Yeah.
Hear me roar. And this was the commercial. It was called, Hillary plays the uterus card, is what I called it. But but the television commercial was called Faces.
Places. Okay, so here it is. Hillary.
Here's Faces.
Hillary, Places. Okay, here we go.
No, Faces.
Faces. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, Hillary Clinton, here we go. A flashback from The Bill Show on Randy's Rant.
Ladies, look at this face. And look at all of your faces. The face of leadership. The face of leadership in our party, the party of women's suffrage. The face of leadership in your communities, in your businesses, in your places of work and worship. Ladies, note to Democrat Party, we are not a special interest group, we are the majority of the nation. This is the face of a 61-year-old woman I am proud of every year and every wrinkle.
You Yeah, I'm tearing up there.
Yeah.
I was. But you know something, Randy? I really don't believe that it's wrong for her to play that card. Because
no,
when you look at her record...
But you can't say that her qualifications simply have to do with being a woman.
No, 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 no. But I think that if you look at her position on women's rights, if you look at her consistency on that position, I think it's perfectly okay for her to play that card. What I got pissed off about was when she started saying that Sanders was somehow misogynist. That's bullshit. You know,
just,
which of course
the opposite.
We covered.
He's an honorary woman.
Yeah, they're both
according
strong
to Gloria Steinem. Yeah,
they're both strong on women's rights. I will take shots at Hillary for a multitude of things because that's the truth. I mean, that's why the Hillary campaign really has only a vague. You know, when they're talking about Hillary's contacts with you know, banking and with big business and taking corporate money and Wall Street, that's just her record, dudes.
Yeah,
that's just you're just reading facts here. That's not a criticism unless I editorialize on it, which I have. But on women's rights, I give Hillary that.
All right, I'll give you that. Yes, you're right. But there's another thing. If I was a woman,
yeah,
and I'm not during the day, if I was a woman, I would not vote for anybody in the GOP.
Well, of course not. And there are thousands that are going to.
Yes, and I don't understand that.
It's America, man.
Okay, now here's my third track. My third track in Randy's reminiscences.
Yes.
Is dear English actress Emily Blunt, who I think she's just beautiful. She became an American citizen in September.
Yeah,
I guess because it's just a lot easier to work here. She does most of her films here.
Yeah.
Young Emily Blunt, that night came home from the swearing in and watched the GOP debate, and then said this.
Okay, Emily Blunt, being blunt.
Recently, actress Emily Blunt was talking to The Hollywood Reporter about the fact that she is now a citizen in the United States. She was born in London, so she had to apply for citizenship, and recently she was granted citizenship. But she said something that upset some people. Okay, so take a quick look at what she had to say, and then we'll get Fox's reaction to it.
I became an American citizen recently, and that night we watched the Republican debate, and I thought this was a terrible mistake. What have I done?
See, she's kidding around about it, but she is obviously not in favor of the Republicans and was horrified at the debate, as many of us were. Outrage. How dare you be progressive? Fox News will come in full blast now.
Right.
By the way, let us note for the record before you watch Fox and Friends, that Donald Trump is, let's make America great again. That's his slogan. In other words, and he talks about it all the time now, America sucks now. That's the whole point of Donald Trump's campaign. America's miserable. We suck at negotiating with the Chinese. We suck at maintaining our borders. We suck at the economy. We suck at the military. We're the worst, we're the worst, we're the worst, but I'm going to make us great again. And you're complaining that somebody else complained about America when you guys are having, you know, an orgasmic reaction to Donald Trump? All right, let's watch Fox and Friends.
Well, she goes on to say this about becoming an American citizen. I'm not sure I'm entirely thrilled about it. People asked me about the whole day. They were like, oh, it must have been so emotional. I was like, it wasn't. It was sad. I like being British. Well, you know what? Then why don't you leave Hollywood, California, and let some American women take on the roles that you're getting? Because Americans are watching your movies and lining your pockets. She's been in movies like Devil Wears Prada.
Actually, I agree with you, Anna, too. She went on to say, the thing is weird. I get to keep both my British citizenship and American citizenship. You have to renounce the queen, so it's kind of typically American. Not to be rude, but I had to renounce her in the room, but I don't actually technically renounce her. They were like, just say it. You don't have to mean it, just say it. Why is that typical American?
You know what Emily Blunt just did? She just Dixie-chicked herself. She has alienated half the country that now will think twice about going to one of her movies.
Fox News is criticizing people for alienating half the country. Let that irony soak in.
Yes, yeah, so once again, that was Cenk Uygur. No. Did I get the
It's Cenk like
Cenk
Jenkins, and Uygur like Uygur.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Jen Isn't Uger. He great?
Yeah. It was Jen Kuger and a Kasparian on The Young Turks.
Yeah.
I love him back. That's fantastic. And you know, it. What really, you know, it's absolutely true, Randy. Speak to this one thing. What are Australians saying about this? We're from overseas. Let me tell you something. People from overseas... Randy, have you talked to some people who are Australian?
Two things happen during an election year. One, I am constantly having to explain to people about the primary system, about the conventions, about the electoral college. All of those things are foreign to people here. And I always have to explain them.
Yeah.
Number two is when George Bush was elected, ran for president and was elected, I started telling people I was Canadian. I know it sounds really, really bad, but for...
You and Emily Blunt are communists.
Because I'm an American, an Australian citizen, but...
Yeah,
they don't require Australians. Americans do not have to relinquish their American citizenship because of that. It's all based on no taxation without representation. That old 1776 thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boston Tea Party and all that.
Yeah.
So we're able to keep our thing. We don't have to renounce the Queen or the Prime Minister or anything. But that's only right because we live here and pay taxes here, but we were born in America. Yeah. So we are dual citizens.
Yes, we were.
But I really...
That's right.
For 8 years, told people I wasn't American. And I'm dusting off my Canadian accent, eh?
Well, no, you better dust off your fucking bomb shelter if Donald Trump becomes president of the United States. Because I've been talking to people here, and I'm telling you something. Yeah. People are freaked.
They think people it's a joke. Think
it's like your one of your best friends is drinking. You know, and just like you know, it's like one of your best friends is a mean drunk, and he's been getting meaner. And you know, as Bill Maher says, if you look at the fact that we've only been at peace for 2 years in the last 30, maybe we should start looking into the mirror and saying, "Is it us?" You know, I mean, and they are absolutely scared shitless that someone like Donald Trump, who knows batshit about
anything,
I'm gonna go after ISIS.
You know what? You don't go after ISIS. You go after their families. You go after their families. I got to bomb the wives. I'm going to bomb the children.
That kind of talk, you have so many people in Europe and so many people overseas, especially people who are relatives of people who came over, you know, to escape persecution in Europe. And their families came over here. And if you talk to some people, they sit there and go, I've seen this shit
before. It looks familiar.
I've seen this shit before. It does. It does. And, you know, if you talk to some of the people around here, they're going that this is just nuts. It's just insane. You listen to the news column this year, and they're just literally can't believe it.
It's okay.
Amazing. Okay. Anyway, listen, thank you, Randy, for that trip down memory lane.
Randy's reminiscences. Yeah.
Randy's reminiscences.
You must remember this.
We're
going to
be back in 1 minute.
A kiss is just a kiss.
A kiss is still a kiss.
A sigh is just a sigh.
A smile is just a smile. Yeah. Smile.
No, a sigh is just a sigh. Yeah, the fundamental things apply as time goes. Do you know that that's actually a song about Einstein's theory of relativity?
What?
Oh, Bill. In 1931, a musical was released that had a song, because Einstein's theory of relativity was very popular in 31, and there was this song called As Time Goes By. And there was a thing about it, a song, and it started out about Mr. Einstein's theory. You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they say, I love you. All of that was about relativity. Now, in 1941, when they made Casablanca, they got that song was sort of in the repertoire because the sheet music was in somebody's piano stool or whatever. And they used that song. They cut out the intro, which explains the song, but they just had the refrain. And it became this huge hit.
No kidding.
Font of useless information.
You are a font of information.
Oh, what's Grant Deck, New York, going to say about that?
I have no idea, but it's certainly something they can talk about at dinner. We're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, so hold on to your hats because we're coming back with our tinfoil hats for show 141 after this.
Six responses to Bernie skeptics. Number one, says the skeptic, he'd never beat Trump or Cruz in a general election. Well, that's wrong. According to the latest polls, Bernie is the strongest Democratic candidate in the general election, defeating both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz in hypothetical matchups. The latest Real Clear Politics averages of all polls shows Bernie beating Trump by a larger margin than Hillary Clinton beats Trump, and Bernie beating Cruz while Hillary loses to Cruz. Number two, he couldn't get any of his ideas implemented because Congress would reject them. Well, if both houses of Congress remain in Republican hands, no Democrat will be able to get much legislation through Congress and will have to rely instead on executive orders and regulations. But there's a higher likelihood of kicking Republicans out if Bernie's political revolution continues to surge around America, bringing with it millions of young people and other voters and keeping them politically engaged. Number three, says the skeptic, America would never elect a socialist. Please. America's most successful and beloved government programs are social insurance, Social Security, and Medicare. I mean, a highway is a shared social expenditure, as is the military and public parks and schools. The real problem is we now have excessive socialism for the rich. Bailouts of Wall Street, subsidies for big ag and big pharma, monopolization by cable companies and giant health insurers, giant tax-deductible CEO pay packages, all of which Bernie wants to end or prevent. Number four, says the skeptic, his single-payer healthcare proposal would cost so much it would require raising taxes on the middle class. This is a duplicitous argument. Single-payer systems in other rich nations have proven cheaper than private for-profit health insurers because they don't spend huge sums on advertising and marketing, executive pay, and billing. So even if the Sanders single-payer plan did require some higher taxes, Americans would still come out way ahead because they'd save far more than that on health insurance. Number five. His plan for paying for college with a tax on Wall Street trades would mean colleges would be run by government rules. Baloney. Three-quarters of college students today already attend public universities, financed largely by state governments, and they're not run by government rules. The real problem is too many young people still can't afford a college education. The move toward free public higher education that began years ago and extended into the 1960s, came to an abrupt stop in the 1980s. We must restart it. Number six, he's too old. Well, that's untrue. He's in great health. Have you seen how agile and forceful he is as he campaigns around the country? These days, 70s are the new 60s. He's younger than four of the nine Supreme Court justices. In any event, the issue is not age, it's having the right values. Franklin D. Roosevelt was paralyzed. John F. Kennedy had Addison's and Crohn's diseases. But they were great presidents because they fought adamantly for social and economic justice.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's that tune again that tells us it's time to listen to that news and commentary that we listen to here at the Bill Show because we hate our own heads. It's our tinfoil hat.
It is.
Randy,
yeah.
You have a tinfoil hat for us tonight.
You're going to love her.
Okay, tell me about it.
Okay. I've been seeing this lady pop up for ages. Her name is Mary Lou Brunner from Northern Texas. Mary Lou Brunner.
Yeah.
Is a Republican for the State Board of Education. Now, I didn't even know they had parties for that.
Yeah.
She's in her 60s. Mm-hmm. She's been a teacher for 38 years and she's retired.
Mm-hmm.
She's anti-gay.
Of course.
Anti-science.
Yeah.
Creationist.
Yeah.
Good. And would be in charge of the school textbooks for the northern part of Texas. Now,
of course she is.
They had the first election. Okay. They had the first election, and she got 48% of the vote.
Right.
So they're going to have a runoff.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Mary Lou Brenner has promised voters that if elected to the State Board of Education of Texas, she will promote conservative curriculum standards aligned with Texas values.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck that is.
I have no idea.
Okay. I don't know. Here are some of her regular comments.
Okay.
Number one, President Obama has a soft spot for homosexuals because the years spent as a male prostitute in his 20s.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Climate change is a government hoax.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And all dinosaurs became extinct after leaving Noah's Ark because of the lack of vegetation remaining after the Great Flood. Now, she explains her logic. Most of the dinosaur fossils, which scientists have found, are permanently preserved in positions of great distress. I don't suppose being drowned or hit by a meteorite is not distressful. But anyway, they were just trying to keep their heads above water or above the mud.
Yeah, right.
Here's another one of Mary Lou Brenner's winners.
Yeah.
School shooting started after school started teaching evolution.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Many of the sexual education books which teachers read to your small children would not be allowed in jails or prisons because of the bad effect the books would have on the prisoners.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Democratic Party assassinated JFK because the socialists and communists in the party did not want a conservative president. JFK was conservative?
Anyway. Oh, in certain ways, yeah, he was. Yeah. But, you know, is there anything more that this piece of leakage has?
Muslims and Islam should be outlawed in America. Saying the USA should ban Islam and stop all immigration from Muslim countries because Islam's stated goal is to conquer the USA and kill the infidels.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off here, Randy. She's a retard. Okay.
There was only one more.
She's a funk. Okay, tell me. What is it?
Okay. The United Nations exists to deliver a new world order. And will use mass extermination events to shrink the world population by 2/3.
Now she's in charge of textbooks?
In Texas.
In a part of Texas or all of Texas?
Well, in northern part of the state.
In the northern part of the state, your textbooks...
Now, she already has won 48% in a three-horse race. So the runoff... The runoff, she only needs to get another 3% to win.
But what I'm saying is that this person is actually approving textbooks for kids to read in schools.
Yep.
In Texas.
Now, I've got a little clip. Just a little clip.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you'd like to play it, I wouldn't mind if you did or didn't.
Sure.
I just wanted you to hear her voice because she looks like everybody's grandma.
Uh-huh.
But she is a... total idiot.
She's a mad woman. A mad woman. Okay, yeah. So here, what's her name again?
Mary Lou Brenner.
Mary Lou Brenner from Texas. And here she is on collecting her tinfoil hat, ladies and gentlemen.
We spoke to her in February and asked her about some of the comments she had made, including that global warming is a hoax.
I am not ashamed of saying this because I know I am right.
We also asked about her post on Facebook saying that President Obama paid for a drug addiction in his 20s by being a male prostitute.
I don't know. I guess I'm assuming it was true. You're assuming some people assume that it's false. I mean, who knows?
Some people assume that it's false?
No, I mean, you're saying I sometimes depend on the kindness of gay prostitutes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Literally, this woman selects textbooks. She selects textbooks in Texas.
But she's been teaching for 36 years.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm telling you, that's why I completely understand and why I'm scared of the fact that Donald Trump could win this fucking election.
Because
a lot of fucking beanheads out there.
And she'll vote. She'll campaign for him.
Yeah. Miss Brenner, I guarantee you. I guarantee you, she's there the day before the poll opens because she's fucked up. And she's a mad. She's absolutely insane. She's totally insane. For Christ's sake, and this is one thing I want to say again. Look, if any Bernie Sanders voter sits there and sits on his hands in the general, if you do that and Donald Trump gets
And guess what? Guess what? If Donald Trump gets in, Mary Lou Brinner will be the Secretary for Education of the entire United States.
Oh, God, I don't know, man. She should get a room with Papa Cruz.
Bill, I have a photo of her with Papa Cruz. Would you like me to put that?
Do you want me to put that
on the website? Okay.
Yeah, of course. Ted Cruz's father associates with, you know, numbskull.
Mary Lou Brunner, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I have a tinfoil hat that's actually not, it's not actually political.
What?
I went back to the States, and one of the things that we don't have here is advertisements for, you know, pharmaceutical goods.
Oh, yeah.
You can't advertise them.
Like the blue boner pill and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. I want to tell you this is an actual ad that ran on American television. And to me, it was the most hilarious thing I've ever heard for a long time. This is an actual ad for Chimpix. Now, this helps you quit smoking.
What are they called? What are they called again? Ad.
Chimpix or Champix, I think. Look, they are the pills that stop you smoking. This is an actual ad from your country. And I find this absolutely hilarious. Listen carefully to this ad. And as you're watching this ad, remember, there's an old guy playing with his dog and fishing and, you know, and just walking around. He's happy, grinning ear to ear. He's playing golf. He's doing all that shit. Vaseline on the lens. But listen to this ad. Here it is.
Herb quit smoking with Chantix and support. Talk to your doctor about Chantix and a support plan that's right for you. Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, and suicidal thoughts or actions while taking or after stopping Chantix. If you notice agitation, hostility, depression, or changes in behavior, thinking, or mood that are not typical for you, or if you develop suicidal thoughts or actions, stop taking Chantix and call your doctor right away. Talk to your doctor about any history of depression or other mental health problems, which can get worse while taking Chantix. Some people can have allergic or serious skin reactions to Chantix, some of which can be life-threatening. If you notice swelling of face, mouth, throat, or a rash, stop taking Chantix and see your doctor right away. Tell your doctor which medicines you're taking, as they may work differently when you quit smoking. Chantix dosing may be different if you have kidney problems. The most common side effect is nausea. Patients also reported trouble sleeping and vivid, unusual, or strange dreams. Until you know how Chantix may affect you, use caution when driving or operating machinery. Chantix should not be taken with other quit smoking products.
The urges weren't like they used to be, and that helped me quit.
Talk to your doctor to find out if prescription Chantix is right for you.
Yes, Randy, talk to your doctor of suicidal thoughts.
I saw a lot of those ads, and I kept thinking the entire ad is the disclaimer. And there's like 5 seconds of ad.
That's it. All I could think of is, what the fuck is this shit? I will fucking start smoking rather than take this shit.
But I saw several of those ads, and I couldn't work out what they were selling, because by the end of the disclaimer, so wanted to run away.
Yeah,
run away.
It's just insane, because they're talking
Here they say, if pain persists, see your doctor, and that's all.
You know what really got me in this one was strange dreams. If you have strange dreams.
I have strange dreams, and I don't smoke.
Depression,
or take the,
kidney failure, rashes, and suicidal thoughts.
I think the only suicidal thoughts I got were listening to that.
Oh, holy God. Shit.
Oh, Mary Lou Brenner gave me suicidal thoughts.
And I know. I know. Well, listen, the American pharmaceutical industry, you are our tinfoil hat today because that is fucking insane.
It is. The entire ad was a disclaimer. Yeah.
I guarantee you that fuck noodle is playing golf and playing with his dog. He's probably killed six by now.
But he only says about one sentence at the end of the ad.
Yeah, I've butchered a family of four. I have a rash and kidney failure, and I get strange dreams where Hitler talks to me. But I haven't smoked.
No, those are Donald
I haven't
Trump
smoked
Trump.
In a month.
Oh, Willie, we're having too much fun.
Okay, well, listen, man, I think that's it, man. I think it better be it.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, that better be it.
Well, listen, if you want to reach us, guys, sorry, by the way, we want to send out a call to, we want to send out our call to, of course, Val, who was very concerned that we were a little bit late.
Oh, young Val. Thank you, Val.
We love you. We got it up for you.
Young Val, great next greatest citizen.
That's right. She is. Great Falls greatest citizen. So anyway, yeah, listen.
She's a living treasure.
She is, and a lovely picture she sent us. She's a beautiful person.
Oh no!
And, and Bernie said it with her husband. You know, I don't think she was flirting.
She was with Bernie.
No, with her husband. But I believe she is a Bernie supporter. So that's great. You know, so.
Okay.
But listen, if you're a Hillary supporter, welcome. We'll all end up together, you know.
We're
that
just
don't
blue,
you?
Bill. We're just blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
By the way, Sanders people, don't give up, though. Don't give up. It's not over till it's over. Okay, listen, if you want to reach us, you can reach us on thebillshow.net. Thebillshow.net, everything Bill Show in one place. You can also listen to our show and subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe on Stitcher Radio and, of course, Player FM. And, of course, you can reach us at expatprogressive.podbean.com. That's where we have our kind of home there, as well as thebillshow.net. And if you want to leave us a message, you can leave us message on the website, or you can reach us on The Bill Show on XBR at gmail.com. Oh, all done.
Just put The Bill Show in Dr. Google
and there
we'll come
are.
Up. Yeah.
And there we are. And by the way, doing very well. Thank you so much for listening. Please, 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 please,
yeah.
please share the show with your friends and also comment on the show on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio because...
Yeah, feedback.
We need your feedback, guys, and we love you all, and thanks for tuning in. Next time, we're going to be going...
Thanks, Val.
Louisiana and Michigan coming up next.
No, it's Louisiana. It's Louisiana.
Louisiana. So,
And it's Cenk Uygur.
Cenk Uygur, right. Okay, and watch TYT while you're at it. Anyway, we'll see you next time. So long for the Bill Show. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Love y'all.
Bye.
Now it's time to feed them, give them their meds, and pack them away till next time. So long and good night from the Bill Show.